Panginoon, yevort voye vo kuin serpo. Amen. Tomorrow in the Armenian Church, November 21st, in the Armenian Church and in all Eastern churches and all ancient churches, we celebrate the presentation of the Mother of God to the temple. And we remember how in the ancient times, Mary's parents, Joachim and Anna, brought her when she was 3.5 years old to the temple in Jerusalem and dedicated her to the temple. This is a Jewish tradition that Armenians and many ancient churches and Christians loved, and we established that within our own tradition. This is why many of you know when a child is born, usually the nene, the dadi, will say, no, 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 you can't take that child out for 40 days. You have to stay in the house for 40 days. You can't go out. And this is very useful because it is during this time that the mother and the child form a bond. They form a bond with one another and they get to know each other. They get to know each other and they get to establish a relationship with each other. Knowingly or unknowingly, we do this also because it is at this point that when we take them out of the house on the 40th day for the first time, we bring them to the church and we dedicate them to God on the 40th day. And the reason we do this is twofold. The first, it's an act of thanksgiving. We thank God that finally this child is here and he or she has been given to us. And now we want to thank God for that. It's an act of thanksgiving. But it's also a promise. And we say to God, from this point on, this child will be dedicated to you. This child will serve you and he or she will glorify your name. The dedication of a child on the 40th day is an act of thanksgiving. It's an act of thanksgiving because if we remember, up until recently, and when I say recently, a couple of decades ago, it was very hard and rare to have a child survive birth. Many children died in infancy. And unfortunately today, it continues that way. Not to the degree in the ancient world, but still, when a child is born and survives, we give thanks for that. We give glory for that, that this child has made it through and is alive and well. As Christians, we give thanks every Sunday. Not just when a child is born, but every Sunday. The Bhadarak, the Divine Liturgy, in English and in Greek, is usually referred to as the Eucharist. And Eucharist, literally in Greek, means thanksgiving. Every time we celebrate the Eucharist, every time we celebrate the Bhadarak, we give thanks for everything we have. All of the prayers, all of the hymns, all of the litanies, all of them, if you read your books and open them up, they all give thanks. They all give thanks for everything we have. Our health, our families, our friends, all of the food we have, the peace we have, everything we have, the very breath and beating of blood in our hearts, we give thanks for. It's unfortunate that in the world we live today, we have to be told when to give thanks. It's unfortunate that in America today, the government tells us on the fourth Thursday of every November, you're allowed or you should give thanks. And if you're in Canada, it's what, October? It's another time. But we have to be told to give thanks. As Christians, we should be giving thanks every day. Every day, every hour, every minute. Because the things that we have in this world today are blessings from God, are gifts from God, and we need to give him thanks for those constantly. The question naturally arises then, how do we give thanks to God every day? As I said in Armenian, that does not mean you have to have a turkey every day. That's not how we celebrate Thanksgiving as Christians, okay? We give thanks to God every day by dedicating our children, or if we don't have children yet, ourselves to God. We dedicate our beings to God. This is what we do when we dedicate or we bless something. We have this weird concept, unfortunately, that when something is blessed, it has special powers. It has special powers somehow. And if we only treat it correctly, or we do the right things with it, then we can have special powers too. Okay? That's not what blessing something means. When we bless something, it's just a synonym. Okay? Synonym, you know what synonym means? Synonym means another word for something. When we bless something, it's a synonym for dedicating it for a special purpose. Okay? When we bless something, we bless it for a special purpose. The chalice, for example. We bless it for a specific reason. We don't drink milk or hot chocolate from it. We don't put juice in it. I don't take it home and use it for things in my house. I use it specifically in the church for the body and blood of Christ. That's all. Nothing else is used for that. Because it has been blessed and put aside for a special purpose. My vestments. As I said, I don't dress up like this for Halloween. I don't go around in stores and wearing this. I don't go down the street so everyone can see me. I wear this only for specific reasons and specific sacraments inside the church. Also the church. We had 4 bishops come down, and they blessed 16 places in the church. They blessed the altar. They blessed the baptismal font. They blessed the icons. It was a 3-day service. We don't just do that for fun. Believe me, I would not have called 4 bishops here at the same time for fun. But what we do is we are saying that this holy place now belongs for a specific purpose, and that is to worship and celebrate Christ and give glory to Him. We do not use this church for meetings. We do not use this church for concerts. We do not use this church for other things. We use this church specifically to glorify and worship God. That is what its purpose is. And likewise, we then, when we dedicate a child or we dedicate ourselves to God, we are saying, God, I am now for you. My entire purpose in being is to serve you. That is why I am here. When 2 people are married, it's not so that they can have sex. All right? That's not what the purpose is. The purpose is to say that that couple now is going to glorify God. And they are going to use their union together to show that God is glorified and is holy and awesome and powerful. That is why we marry people. Not for other reasons that society may tell you is why we do it. That's what the purpose is. So tomorrow, as we celebrate the presentation of the Holy Mother of God to the temple, and then this week as we celebrate Thanksgiving, I ask and I pray that during this week and tomorrow and throughout this week, we may remember and more precisely rededicate ourselves to God. Rededicate ourselves to God and say to God, God, I haven't been the best Christian I should have been. My parents dedicated me when I was 40 days old, years and decades ago. I haven't done the best, but from now on I am going to dedicate myself, and I'm going to give thanks to you for all that you have done for me. And in return, I will make your name be glorified, both in my body, in my soul, in my mind, and in my heart. Amen.